Have you ever thought of this? Like, when I've been to a major airport, and I've sometimes thought, who figures out the logistics of how to run a place like this, right? I mean, the scheduling, the layout, the flights, the vendors. I mean, there's got to be a million pieces of that puzzle to make something like a major airport run. You know, the fact that we humans can make that work, at least work most of the time, is nothing short of amazing in my mind. And we could go on to medical advances, technological inventions. The human potential is just staggering, really, isn't it? But then there are those other things, kind of the other end of the spectrum, that surprise us about what human beings are capable of doing. Have you been to the Holocaust Museum? Right? Have you read about what the Nazis really did and thought, how could they be capable of doing such things? Or, you know, even just in the news, hearing about the shooting at the synagogue in Pittsburgh or the pipe bomb sent in the mail, or you read an account of what really happens in the human trafficking business, and we think, how can people be capable of that? How can a person come to the point of ever doing anything close to some of those things? So, we human beings, we are full of surprises, aren't we? The potential for amazing, amazing good, but also the potential for some horrific evil. Today, after many weeks away from it, you think about it, you know, from my trip to Brazil and the missions conference and so many things, we return to David. Remember him? It's been a while since we've talked about him. But we're not done with David yet. There's more to his story that we haven't looked at, and today's text is a part of the story that just really kind of surprises us. Up to this point, you wouldn't have believed that David would be capable of what we find in the text that I read for you, but he was capable of it. Adultery and premeditated murder, really, right? I mean, we thought this was the guy after God's own heart. So, but you know, the scary part is it makes us ask, if we're honest, what am I capable of? If David, the man after God's own heart, was capable of this, what am I capable of? So let's just walk through the story a bit. So it was springtime, it says, when the winter rains have ended, the roads dry up and become more passable, then some of the battles that were put on hold for the winter, they resume. And it says that it's the time when the kings go off to war. David didn't. Normally, David would have led his troops, but for some reason, he decided to stay home and to send others. This just might be the first sign right there of a problem. He wasn't where he was supposed to be. You know, so many sins start that way, right? You're just in a place you're not supposed to be. We can set ourselves up for failure by where we choose to be. And that's why the Proverbs says this, Proverbs 4, let your eyes look straight ahead, fix